Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the daily / weekly MacCorp podcast for the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. This is an information podcast only, so please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So we'll start with the daily statistics, and this is for Friday, the 10th of July, 2020. So most stats are down today, which isn't unusual for a Friday. And let's start with the daily volume. It was just over 1.3 billion today, and that's down from 1.56 billion yesterday. The average volume per stock today was 2.6 million, and that's down from 3.2 million average yesterday. There was 492 ASX resource stocks traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and the average percentage gain loss was a minus 0.36% today. And of the 400 and that's down from significantly from 2.67% average gain yesterday. And of the 492 ASX resource stocks that were traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there was 141 with a gain, and that's down significantly from 261 yesterday. There was 126 with no gain, and that's up from 113 yesterday. And there was 225 with a loss, and that's down significantly from 112 yesterday. So that's nearly doubled. So I'll be keeping a close eye on the number of losses on Monday. And let's look at the positive for today. We'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks, and they were Prospect Resources Limited, ASX code PSC, was the best performing number one ASX resource stock today, and it had a percentage gain of 37.93%. At number two, we have EMU NL, ASX code EMU. It had a positive gain of 33.33% today. At number three, we had PNX Metals Limited, ASX code PNX. It had a percentage gain of 27.27% today. At number four, we have Energy Metals Limited, ASX code EME, and it had a percentage gain of 23.81%. And rounding off at number five today is MRG Metals Limited, ASX code MRQ, and it had a positive gain of 22.22% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks today. Now, just one thing I wanted to highlight with those top five, there were some with very small volume, and that includes the number one best performing stock that was well under $1 million volume traded today. Also, number two, there was only 122,000 volume traded, and also number four, only 7,000 volume traded. So keep an eye on that. Some good results there, but very, very low volumes. So I'll be looking at those trades at potentially directors or top 20 shareholders, etc. Might be buying those small volumes up. So that's the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Let's look at the commodities today. And the best performing commodities were gold, lithium, nickel, copper, and oil and gas. So a few commodities performing well today. The best performing project location was Lachlan Fold Belt, and that's predominantly located in New South Wales, but also Queensland and Victoria. And now let's move on to the average percentage spend for staff admin versus projects, and this is for the last 12 months. And we're only looking at the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. So with the top 20, an average of 52% is spent on staff admin, and leaving 48% on average spent on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 141 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 145 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss was minus 0.85%, and that's down from a positive 2.64% yesterday. Volume is also down. It's at 390 million today, and that's down from 459 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, three of them are using an ERP software solution. So that concludes our daily podcast today. We'll now move on to our weekly podcast, where we'll also do the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for the week. So let's start with the weekly volumes. So again, this is for Friday the 10th, week ending Friday the 10th of July 2020. The weekly volume was at 7.5 billion this week, and that's down significantly from 8.7 billion last week. So the average volume per stock this week was just over 13.6 million, and that's down from 15.7 million last week. The average, we'll look at the number of stocks traded this week. There was 552 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and that's down from 553 last week. And of the 552 ASX resource stocks that were traded to this week, the average percentage gain was 4.95%, a very healthy average, but down from 8.21% last week. And of the 552 ASX resource stocks that were traded this week, 292 had gains, and that's down from 344 last week. There were 65 with no gain, that remains the same number as last week. And there was 195 with no gains, and that's up from 144 last week. So we'll keep an eye on that next week, but no real worrying signs there with that. Let's look at the positives with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they were Mayo Resources Limited, ASX code MRL, was number one and best performing stock for this week. So congrats to all holders of that. And they had an average gain of 220%. However, volume was very low for the week. It was only 43,000 volume for the week. At number two, we have Marquee Resources Limited, ASX code MKR. It had a percentage gain of 80% this week with healthy volume. At number three, we have Prospect Resources Limited, ASX code PSC. It had a percentage gain of 71.43% this week. Also low volume for the week, only 1.8 million. At number four, we have Cyprium Metals Limited, ASX code CYM. It had a percentage gain of 66.67% and just under 3 million in volume traded. At number five, we have Empire Resources Limited, ASX code ERL, and it had a percentage gain of 54.55% this week and healthy volume at over 22 million. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Some good performances and activity there. Some obviously with low volumes. Let's move on to the commodities. And the best performing commodities for this week were gold, lithium, zinc, nickel, and copper, all performing well this week. The highest traded stock or movement of a stock this week was Thompson Resources Limited, ASX code TMZ, and 29.96% of the company was traded this week. The best performing project locations for this week were Murchison District, which is located in Western Australia, and Lachlan Fold Belt, which is predominantly located in New South Wales, Australia, but also Queensland and Victoria, Australia. So it's strong activity and performances with those two project areas for this week, and they are mostly gold along with copper. Let's look at the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today and the average spend over the last 12 months percentage-wise of staff admin versus projects. So of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks this week, close to 58% was spent on staff admin on average in the last 12 months, leaving just over 42% on average being spent on projects over the last 12 months with the top 20 best performing stocks this week. So that's a little bit high. I generally like that to be sitting somewhere around the 40% or lower as far as percentage spent on staff admin over a 12-month period. But there can be some genuine reasons as to why there'd be more spend on staff admin than projects. Things like they might be waiting on finance or mining approvals or environmental approvals. So never assume anything. Always go back to the board and senior management and ask some questions. Let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there was 148 stocks, ASX resource stocks traded this week using an ERP software solution, down slightly from 149 last week. The average percentage gain this week was 3.72%, and that's down from 5.26% last week. Volume also slightly down. It was 2.1 billion this week, down slightly from 2.3 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's do the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for the week, which was Mayer Resources Limited, ASX code MRL. And we'll start with their projects. They have all their projects are located in Papua New Guinea, and they have a number of projects from exploration through to DFS and also PFS. They predominantly deal with mineral sands, and over the last 12 months they've spent over $4 million on projects and just over $3 million on staff admin. So percentage-wise, over the last 12 months, they're spending just over 42% on staff admin, leaving close to 58% on projects. As far as money in the bank, they currently have in excess of $3.8 million as of the current quarter. That's excluding any recent capital raise or up-and-coming capital raises. As far as their market cap, they are currently just under $86 million in market cap, with just over 179 million shares on offer. Their share price currently stands at 48 cents, which remains the same as it started at the beginning of 2020. As I mentioned earlier, the volume was extremely low on that company this week, even though it was the best performing ASX resource stock. There was only 43,000 traded for the week. So let's move on to the shareholders, and we'll start with the shareholding of the directors. And they currently own combined well in excess of 30% combined. As far as the top 20 shareholdings concerned, they own close to 80% of the company, and that includes the directors. So a very healthy top 20 shareholding there. So that concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for the week, which was Mayer Resources Limited, ASX code MRL. Again, congrats to all holders of Mayer Resources Limited, and also to the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. So that concludes our daily and weekly podcast for today. Thank you for listening, and we hope you gained some valuable insights into this week's and daily statistics. And again, thanks for listening and enjoy your evening and weekend. Good night.